So on to open session, item number 9, presentation of semi-annual disability retirement report. I believe this would be Mr. Hoppe.
You got it? Okay. Sond, can you bring the presentation up? What we're going to talk about is go over the semi-annual disability report, which covers the periods, the years 16, 17, 18, and 19, and then the first 6 months of 2020. If you turn to Exhibit 1 highlights the number of disability applications. Hang on a second. Got it, okay. All right. Exhibit 1 highlights the number of disability applications that were accepted for the 4 full prior years and then the first 6 months of 2020. In the first 6 months of 2020, 9 disability applications were accepted, which for the last 5 years, that's the lowest amount that have been submitted and accepted to CSERA. However, it's not that different from 2018, where 14 applications were accepted, and in 2017, 16 applications during the first 6 months of the year. So far, after June 30th, we've accepted 1 disability application. Now, as far as the impact that the shelter in place may be having or CSERA operations, out of the 9 applications, 3 were accepted before the shelter in place and 6 were accepted after the shelter in place. 8 of those applications were from safety members and 1 from tier 1. If you move to page 3 and exhibit 2, it highlights where those applications were received from. The tier 1 was received from Central San. We've received 1 from Confire, which is a significant, if you look in the prior periods, that's a significant reduction on Confire than we've had in prior years. And then for the county, we've had 7 applications accepted, which if you annualize the number is fairly close to the county's annualized number. Looking down at exhibit 3 on that same page, the county applications, we received 1 from the district attorney's office, 1 from probation, and 1 from the sheriff's, or 5 from the sheriff's office. The 5 from the sheriff's office, if this trend continues, will come back and match pretty close back to 2016, where 10 applications from the sheriff's office were received. If you look at 2017, 18, and 19, they were significantly below 10 applications. For the type of disabilities that were applied for, looking at exhibit 4 on page 4, it will be noted that the musculoskeletal, again, is the most used disability, type of disability that is applied for. We had 1 for internal incapacitation, 1 cancer, as well as 1 psychiatric application. Turning to page 5 on exhibit 5, it highlights where the types of, based upon the type of application accepted, the department they came from. For example, in the first group, Confire, there was 1 psych claim accepted during the period. Central San had the musculoskeletal, and then the county, we had 7 applications accepted, but 1 of the applications had 2 different items highlighted as far as what they were applying under. So it was musculoskeletal, there were 6, cancer 1, and internal 1. Turning to the last page of the report, you'll note that for this highlights the county departments. and the type of injury. The district attorney's office, which we have not previously had a disability application, was the musculoskeletal. The probation department had the same one, musculoskeletal. The sheriff's office had four of those, as well as one cancer and one internal medicine. That highlights the first 6 months of 2020 with applications. And like I said, as of this morning, we've accepted one more in July. And we're still fielding a number of phone calls coming in from tier three members, but once they hear the definition and what is the requirement for substantial gainful employment, they have elected or decided they would not meet that eligibility standard and have not submitted applications. Do you have any questions?
Any questions for Tim? Nope. And that concludes your presentation, Tim, correct?
Yes, it does.
Great. Okay, since there were no, oh, David, did you have a question?
No, I'm sorry. I was just putting my hand up to thank Tim for his hard work.
Gotcha. Noted. Okay,